So apparently some hunters discovered this. I read it, so it must be true. They discovered this thing that they were trying to catch a monkey or some monkeys, and you can't just grab them. They're too fast. And so they hauled out a coconut and put a hole in it, tied it to a rope, and put it on a tree. And inside it, they put an orange. And so the monkey will smell that orange and come in and reach in and grab that orange, and then it's stuck. And it'll pull, and it'll fight, and it'll try. Of course, you think, just let go, right? It'll pull, and it'll try, and it just can't get free. And the hunter will just come up and throw a net over him and capture him. Of course, all he had to do was let go of the orange, and his hand would come right back out. Now, that's really useful information if you ever need to catch a monkey. But I want to ask you this. What are you holding on to that's holding you back? What is it that you have grabbed on, and you could move forward in your life, you could get free of something in your life if you would just let go? That there maybe was something that you were hoping, dreaming about, moving forward, but there's something that you held on to. There's something that's keeping your marriage from recovering and getting better. There's something that's keeping you financially stuck. There's something that's keeping you from pursuing God the way that you've hoped that you could and committed to, but there's something that you have held on to, and it's holding you back. Let me ask it another way. I'm going to ask it a few ways, okay? What is slowing you down because you won't put it down? You're carrying a weight on yourself, and you're moving forward a little, but you're not really moving like you need to. There's something that you just need to put down so that you can move forward, so that you can go with the plan that God has for you, move into the freedom and the joy. There's some reason that you're not actually living in peace when God says we can have peace. You're living in anxiety instead. Maybe there's a reason that you have this constant sadness. There's a reason your marriage is struggling. And it might be that there's something that you haven't let go of that you need to let go of. This one's a little harder. Who are you holding on to that's holding you back? And sometimes in our life, it's a who, it's a person, and or a group of people. And every time we try to start to make progress, there's this people, they just keep pulling me back into my old habits and my old ways. And so maybe for you, it's a who. This is my favorite way to ask it, okay? What is making a monkey out of you? Because we all look at that monkey and we go, are you stupid? Well, yeah, it's a monkey, okay? Like, what is wrong with you? Why don't you just let go of that orange? And yet you have all looked at somebody and thought, why won't you just stop? Haven't you ever seen some girl dating some guy and thought, why don't you move on? All right, he is not the one. You ever seen that? Okay, I work with teenagers. I see it all the time, okay? And it's like, move on. Let them go. Why? You hear, see that person? It's like, they just keep going back to that same place, that same habit. Why don't you just let... You've thought this about somebody else, yeah? I mean, that was 5 years ago. Why does she keep bringing it back up? You think, why? Now, have you thought about the fact that maybe somebody's looking at you and thinking, why won't you quit? Why do you keep bringing that back up? Why don't you stop that? Why do you keep going around those people? Why do you go back to that place? Oftentimes, we have something that we're holding on to, and if we'll let it go, we'll get freedom. So the last way I'm going to ask it right now is this. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to let go of? Just look at somebody next to you and say, let it go. Now, if you have parents, if you're parents and you got little kids, don't sing any Frozen songs, all right? We're not doing that this morning, okay? So there are times that we need to let something go. And here's my hope and my prayer for this morning is that God would reveal to you if there is something in your life that if you would let go of it, you would move into a new freedom with him. That if you would let go of it, there would be healing in your life or in a relationship. Or in something, or that if you would let go of this thing, there is a purpose that he has been wanting for you to move into, and you haven't moved into. I want you to understand when I say I hope for you. I got on my knees and prayed for you this week because I knew that you need to be free, and you can be, but something, it feels like it's got a hold on you, but you can let it go. It may take the power of the Holy Spirit this morning to let it go, but you can let it go. In fact, I just want to, this is not part of the message. This is just a little extra teaching, okay? We don't come on Sunday morning to sing songs and get content. There's lots of great content online. way smarter than me. Okay, I can tell you some names if you want. But we come here to be in God's presence and let the Holy Spirit change us. And he can do that, but you have to be open to letting him do that. And sometimes we have to let go of old mindsets, okay, and decide, hey, when I come to gather with the church, I want to let God do something in me. And if this morning, as we're talking about some things to let go of, if you will listen to the Holy Spirit and let him put something in your heart, you could let go of that today. Like, this could be the moment. You've been stuck for a long time. And did you know God can do more in a moment than you can do in a lifetime? And you could let that happen in you this morning. That's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm hoping for, as I know the Holy Spirit can do it if you'll open your heart to him. So I want to talk about some big things that we tend to hold on to. There's lots of things we could, but just a few things that may resonate with you, and just let your heart be open to the Holy Spirit if one of these is something that you need to let go of. So we're going to start in Isaiah 43 and verse 18. It says this: forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Just want to start with this. Sometimes our past is what's holding us back. And he says, don't dwell on it. It's not, when he says forget, it doesn't mean you can't remember things from your past and you don't ever think about and talk about that fun thing. You don't, of course, but we don't dwell in it. You ever known someone you said they're just living in the past, okay? They're dwelling in the past. If you're staying up always thinking about what happened, you're dwelling in the past. And he says, don't do that. And then he says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. God can do a new thing in your life. He can do something new. You may have been stuck. It's time for new. And then he says, I'm making a way in the desert. Sometimes in your life, it will seem like there is no way forward. There's no way out. God can make a way when there seems to be no way. When you don't know which way, I don't know how this could work out. I don't know how I can recover from this. I don't know how to move forward. God can make a way. And this is the hope. This is the encouragement part of this passage. Look, God's doing a new thing. Some of you need to believe that because you've been in the same mess for a long time. Some of you need to believe this over your marriage this morning, that God is doing a new thing. You're not going to stay stuck in the same rut you've been in. And he can make a way. Some of you need to believe this over your finances. He can do a new thing. Some of you need to believe this over your relationship with God. You're stuck. You're not moving forward. He can do a new thing. But here we go. Listen, we cannot dwell on the past and see God do the new thing that he wants to do. Now, all of you pretty much have driven a car, okay? Well, one time I was talking to the teenagers on a Wednesday, and I said, how many of you have driven a car? And because, you know, there's a lot of them haven't. They're 12, a lot of them. But I was shocked how many hands were in the air. And I said, wait a minute. How many of you have a license and not near as many hands are in the air? And now I'm really concerned about driving on these roads, okay? Because a lot of them are driving. I don't know what's wrong with you parents. But anyway, it's like, no, I'm just kidding. And so here you go. When you drive a car, there's a rear view mirror, and it's about this big. And you have a windshield, it's huge, okay? Here's the thing. You're not supposed to dwell on the rearview mirror. It's good for glancing. It's not good for dwelling. One time I had one of those tailgaters behind me, you know? They was just right on my tail and just driving me crazy. And I let it get to me. You're not supposed to. And I'm just like, looking at this guy like, what are you doing? Like, what's wrong with you? Do you see the rest of the road? You can just go around, you know, all the things you think. And so I'm looking at my rearview mirror. And then I look back forward to realize the road, everybody stopped. And I'm still going fast, and I don't know how I'm going to stop, and he's not going to hit me. This is a good time to give him a brake check, I guess. But I'm slamming on, and my heart's pounding, and somehow he went around, and we were all okay. And at that moment, I'm like, you can't look at the rearview mirror, because you're going to miss what's in front of you. And if you're always dwelling on what has happened, you're going to miss what God's trying to do in you. You're going to miss the freedom or the new things, the making a way that he has, if you're always looking at what's behind you. So we need to let go of the past. Some of you need to let go of your past. And I want to be even more specific about it. Sometimes you need to let go of your past hurts. That things have happened to you, and if you hold on to past hurts, Those will be the thing that keep you from moving forward in your life. And it will make you into a person that you don't want to be. Ephesians 4 talks about these kind of people. It says, Ephesians 4:31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Now, I've never met anybody that's like, you know what, I just want to be bitter. I want to be a bitter person. And yet you've all met somebody bitter, right? I mean, their face look like they're sucking on a lemon all the time. Every time you meet them, they're just walking around, okay? And they're bitter, okay? And no one wants to be bitter. Nobody wants to be known for their rage and anger. And yet, haven't you known somebody, hopefully it's not you, that like whenever you're going to go be around them, you're like, okay, now make sure you don't talk about this or this. In fact, I got a list of things, like don't talk about any of this because, and then there's some people you got to be, you know, just, you know what your kids to say, dad's home, be careful, he's going to blow up. Do you want that? Like, nobody wants this to be them, rage, anger, brawling, slander, malice. That's not who we want to be, okay. This is how you don't be that. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Forgiving each other. And here's the key. Okay, when we have been hurt, we tend to want to hold on to that hurt. And until you, this is how you let go of it. It's forgiving. Forgiveness allows you to let go of the hurt. And until you forgive, that hurt will define you and hold you back and keep you from moving forward in what God has for you. We have to put it down. Now, from a teaching perspective, I could teach a series on forgiving because there's so much in the Bible about the importance of forgiveness. Jesus has multiple parables on the importance of forgiving. There's all types of scriptures that talk about the need for forgiveness. So from a teaching perspective, easy. From a pastor perspective, it's heavy because I've had the conversations with so many people, and I know how real these hurts are. See, I was a while back talking to a teenage girl who, when she was a kid, her parents abandoned her. She didn't know where she was going to sleep every night, just was passed around. Dad didn't want anything to do with her. You know, me personally, I wanted to find that dad and give him a big old smack and be like, what's wrong with you, okay? God gave you a beautiful daughter and you're going to do this, okay? And then I could look at this girl and say, you have to forgive. And it's heavy. And some of you have really, really heavy things. Things that were wrong to you. But this is why it's so important. Because you don't want to be stuck. You hold on to it, it will define you. It will define relationships. It will keep you from real joy and real peace. And so the God who loves you reminds us, forgive. Let it go. And then you can begin to walk in that peace. Look, it's so important in a marriage. A marriage does not work without forgiveness. If you hold on to your spouse's mistakes, you won't have a happy marriage. And the sad thing is that sometimes we actually kind of like the fact that we get to hold on to it, right? I mean, we don't like what they did, but you get to bring it up every time they're doing something wrong. You remember when you did this? Look, until, somebody, don't tap your spouse right now, all right? I'm starting anything new, okay? Remember when you did this? Okay. Until you let it go, your marriage doesn't move forward. God will do a new thing, but we cannot hold on to the hurts of the past. The hurts are the things that were done to us, but you also need to let go of your failures, the things that you've done wrong. And this so often affects people's relationship with God and can affect your relationship with God. I have talked to people who said, I just don't know if God can really love me because of the things that I have done, because of the mistakes that I have made. And you need to know this, that God can forgive you and love you. In fact, this passage that we read about, see, I'm doing a new thing, let go of the past. This was written by Isaiah as a prophecy for when the Israelites were going to be in captivity. He already knew it before it happened, God did, that they were going to rebel against him and sin, and they were going to be in captivity. And so then he writes this message of hope. Forget the former. You've done wrong. I'm doing a new thing, and he's going to make a way. In fact, it's in two chapters later, it's one of the most incredible prophecies. This is stuff people don't want, that's so cool in the Bible. He even tells them what king is going to defeat the Babylonians and then set them free and let them go back to their land a couple hundred years before it happened. The Bible's pretty cool when you start looking at it. But in this situation, the Israelites are going to be away from God because of their sin, and he says, forget that. I'm doing a new thing. And then later in chapter 43, it says this, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Don't let your sin, your failure, keep you from relationship, from loving God and moving forward with him. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Here's the thing. If you're holding on to your past failures, I'm gonna tell you how you put it down. You trust that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is enough to pay for that sin. When you put your faith in Jesus' sacrifice, it'll let you put those things down. And I want you to know, no matter how much failure you have, his sacrifice is enough. And you can put your trust in him. And when you do that and you let go, you move forward into the life that God has for you. We need to let go of the past. Now, I don't want to get stuck in the past. So now I'm going to talk about our present. Okay, we're talking about the things in our past we need to let go of. What about now? There's things that we are doing or living in that we need to let go of. So I want to talk about some of those things. And we're going to look in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Now, what this is talking about is that for the last chapter of Hebrews, he names all these people who did great things by faith, that followed God by faith. And they give us this great example. So since we're surrounded by all these great examples, okay, he says, do this. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And I just want to start with the end there. That God has marked out a race for you. And this is good news. That means that there is a purpose that he has for you, a direction that he has for you. See, we talked about how he's doing a new thing. He's making a way. I want to remind you this, that there is a direction he has for you to run. Now, some of us have gotten really far off the path, okay? And it's this morning, let's get back on that race. But I want you to know that he has a race for you to run, a path for you to go on, and a purpose for you. But then there's things that keep us from really running that race. And we need to put those things down. And the first thing he says is to throw off everything that hinders. And this is the next one I want to talk about, that we need to let go of everything that hinders. Now, obviously, when there's sin, we'll talk about that. That is something that hinders. But just because it's not sin doesn't mean it might not be something we need to let go of. Sometimes there's things that are slowing us down and hindering us we need to let go of. He's talking about a race. So let's imagine that there's going to be a race here in town, and every church gets to send one person to run for their church. And the winner gets $100,000 for their church. Real big race. I mean, we have to pick one of you. Some of you would not be a good choice. Not me, I'm slow. It's probably a teenager, okay? They still like running, I don't know. And so we'll pick one of them. And let's say it's the day of the race, and Easton's fast. Easton shows up, and he's ready to run. And he's got a backpack on with his dog in it. I don't even know if you have a dog. Big old dog, okay? And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I just wanted to run this with my dog. I was like, you can't do that. And he says, it's not in the rules. The rules don't say you can't carry your dog. I was like, yeah, but it's going to hinder you. I don't care if it's against the rules. Okay, we say, well, it's not a sin. Okay, but it's hindering you. Sometimes there's something in your life, and I don't got a verse for you, but I can know this, it's slowing you down. I do have a verse. Throw off everything that hinders, okay? And so if it's hindering what God wants to do in you, then it's time to put it down. And there could be a lot of different things that this could be, but if it's something that is hindering you, so here's a personal question. What hinders me? What hinders me? So I want to help get you thinking about it, okay? For some of us, it could be this. I preached on it last time. Sorry if I'm wearing that out, but it's a device. And it's our screen time. And, you know, I thought about putting it in here, but it won't fit. And, you know, and we're holding on to that. And it's holding you back. And if you spend so much time on it that you can't actually do the stuff that God has for you to do. And it may be that somebody in your life is looking at you thinking, why don't you just put that down? Maybe your kid. Dad, why don't you come play with me? Put that down. And it's keeping you from stuff that God wants for you, maybe, okay? I'm going to name a few more, and I just want to point this out, though, while I'm thinking about it. I'm not thinking about you specifically. Okay? I didn't like think of you and then write something in here. Sometimes people get this impression. They'll come up, well, who told you? Okay? And we're not doing that. In fact, just a couple weeks ago on a Wednesday, I preached and some people came up to me and they go, did you know? Did you know? I'm like, what are you talking about? I had talked about how what you post online matters. And I said something about TikTok or something. I don't even remember. And they're like, did you know what they did? And I'm like, I haven't been on TikTok in months. What do you? They all thought I had like saw something online and picked them out in the middle of my message. So I'm not doing that. If you think I'm picking on you, it's probably just the Holy Spirit. That's probably worse. But anyways, okay. What hinders you? For some of you, it might be a substance. And I'm not going to name a specific one, okay? But for some of you, there is something that you put in your body. And listen to me. It's hindering your health. And someday you're going to look back and go, oh, I wish I wouldn't stuck with this, these things that this thing has done to my body. It's hindering your health. It's hindering your finances because of how much time and money you spend on this thing. It may be hindering relationships because it's causing problems in your marriage or with your kids. If there's a substance that has got a hold on you or you've got a hold of, you can put it down. You don't have to let it be from now on. You can make the decision, I am going to put it down and let God do a new thing. I'm going to run my race and not let it hinder me anymore. It could be a person that's hindering you. I don't know if it's a sin for you to be their friend, but it is definitely hurting your relationship with God. And if there's somebody that you spend time with, and every time you spend time with them, you are in compromise. In fact, I tell teenagers, don't wait until you're doing the wrong thing. If you feel tempted to do the wrong thing with somebody, that's the wrong person to hang out with, okay? You can witness to people doing the wrong thing, but as soon as it shifts to you being tempted, you need to move on because it's not the person for you to be with. Not talking to anybody specifically. For some of you, it's consumerism. This is this thing where everything I get, every bit of money I make is for me to buy for me. And you got lots of stuff, and there's always more stuff you want, and it's got a fancy brand name or a fancy this, and everything I get is for me. Look, God could do some things through many of you, through your finances. God has blessed you, and if we get held on by things, we're just holding on to more and more stuff. I got to have more and more stuff, and if you would get free of that, suddenly you would begin to have an impact on other people financially. There may be some missionaries that we call and say, we've got great news. Some people in our church got free, and that thing you're doing, it's happening. There may be some people there may be some teenagers that we say, I got great news. Your camp spot's been sponsored. I mean, okay, because you got free of that, being holding on to just more and more stuff. I don't know what hinders you. That's a great question for you to ask God. But if something's come into your heart, something that's keeping you from going after God, that's the thing. And then he said this. He said to let go of the sin that easily entangles. And so we have to let go of the sin that easily entangles. There's a couple of words there I want to point out. Entangles is kind of a fun word because that's what sin does. We play this game when we go on the fall retreat with the students. We call it the game or after the rapture, different things. And essentially, we go out in the woods at night and we play glorified tag. It's what it is. But it's in the dark, in the woods, tag. And so there's two teams, one's trying to catch the other. So one time, I'm on the team that's chasing the other, trying to capture the other team. And I'm chasing this girl, and she's quite a ways off, and we're running through the woods, she's trying to get away. And she had this like curly, long, nice hair. And she runs under this tree, and right when she does, her hair gets all wrapped up on this tree. And I'm watching, and I'm chasing, but I'm watching, and she's going like this, you know, just trying so hard, and it's all entangled up. And I just walked up and said, you're out. It was pretty easy at that point, because she got wrapped up in it. And here's what sin does, okay? It'll entangle you, and it'll keep you from moving forward, and it'll get you into a place that you never wanted to be if you let it stay and let it wrap up on you. And then the next thing is, it says that easily entangled. And I just want to point out to you that we tend to have things that are easy for us to fall into. Like, some sin's not a struggle for you, right? Like, you don't struggle with everything in the Bible. I hope not. Okay, that'd be rough. But no, not everything's a temptation. Like, I have things that I don't struggle with. And by the way, we never judge people for the sins that they struggle with because it's different than yours, okay? We have different ones. One time, Tracy and I, on our honeymoon, we went to Jamaica, and one of the places we stopped, and we were on the beach, and we were in the ocean, just enjoying the ocean there. And this guy from Jamaica walks up to us, and he's like, "Hey, man, you want a starfish?" And he had this dead starfish he was trying to sell me. And I was like, "No, man. No, I don't want that." And he goes, "Oh, no problem, man." And then he reaches back in his bag, and he goes, "You want some weed?" And I was like, "No, man." Okay, but you know, in that moment, I didn't go, "Well, you know, we are a long ways from home, and it's probably not illegal here. I wouldn't be offering it." And it wasn't a temptation for me. Now, some of you go, "That would be a temptation." Look, we have different temptations. Now, I do know what my temptations are. I know what is easy for me to fall into. It's not confession time. I'm not going to tell you right now. But I know what it is, and that's important for me to know, and it's important for you to know what's easy for you. So here's a great question. What sin is easy for me to fall into? What sin is easy for you to fall into? And what we have to decide is, I'm not going to keep that stuff around. I'm not going to let that be the thing that keeps me from moving forward with God. And sometimes it feels like it has a hold on you, like you can't let go. But we're no longer slaves to sin. We're free in the Holy Spirit. And so what you need to do is decide, I am going to trust God. I am going to let go of that thing, and I'm going to be free. It can't hold you. You can let it go. And decide, that is not going to be something that defines me and my relationship with God anymore. Let go of the things, the sin that's holding you back. So what are you holding on to that's holding you back? You. What are you holding on to that's holding you back? It may be holding you back from good relationships. Maybe holding back your marriage from recovering. It may be holding back your relationship with God, or keeping you from fulfilling a dream that God put in your heart. It could be holding you back from making a difference. What are you holding on to that's holding you back? What if God this morning was saying to you, "Let's go. Let's go. I have some freedom for you. Let's go into this new place. Let's go." But the problem is, you won't let go. He's saying, "Let's go. Let's recover. Let's get healed. Let's move forward." And you won't let go of something. It's time to let go. There is something new that God can do in you if you'll let him. So, last question. Something you need to ask yourself, Holy Spirit, what do I need to let go of? Let him show you. Let him tell you what he wants to do in you right now. Now, here's something that's very important. I don't care about you remembering this funny little thing I did with the orange. What matters is if you right now will let the Holy Spirit speak and work, as he can bring the change. And this morning, you can leave without that thing anymore. You can put it down. So what we're going to do is believe that God's going to set people free right now. If you're holding on to something and you have a hurt, I didn't say it's easy to put it down, but I'm telling you, you can put it down. If there's some things in your past that are holding on to you, it's time to be free and move forward. If you've got things on you that are hindering your walk with God, they're hindering what God wants to do in you, let's put them down. In just a minute, we've saved some time to pray and worship together. And so during this time, if God started to reveal something to you, I want to encourage you to get prayer or to pray during this time. So look, if I was talking, something in your heart went, "Yeah, okay, that was the Holy Spirit trying to tell you it's time to be free." So let's get free. Let's decide we're going to put it down. This is how. I'm going to give you some encouragement, a couple ways to do this. There's going to be people down here to pray with you, and they'll pray with you about whatever struggle that you have. No judging. You tell them, "Hey, I'm struggling with this." They're going to pray with you, and we're going to believe you're going to put that down. when I've needed to put things down in my life, I like to just get before God, me and him, get on my knees before him and say, Lord, I need to let this go. And I'm going to tell you, this is a great time to do that. There'll be space up here. You can find a place. Just kneel before the Lord and put it before him. Maybe you want to pretend it's in your hand as you're walking up and just lay it down before him. God, I'm not going to hold this anymore. It's time for me to let it go. If you're struggling in your marriage this morning, and it's because of some stuff y'all are holding on to, while we're worshiping, I encourage you to take your spouse's hand and say, let's go pray together. Walk down here and let somebody pray with you. And believe, as a couple, you're going to go into new things. See, God can do amazing things this morning if you'll let his Holy Spirit work. We believe for it. It's going to happen. We're believing for freedom in you. So I'm going to pray over all of us. When I say amen, we'll stand, and our prayer partners will come. And while we worship, if you need prayer, you can come at that time. Father, I believe that you want to set us free. Lord, we believe for those new things. Lord, I pray for those that just don't see a way, that you would show them you can make a way. Lord, I pray that we would let go of the things that are holding us back. And Lord, I pray that many will begin to walk in a new freedom this morning. We thank you for it, Jesus. In your name we pray.